Hey, everybody. Welcome to I'm Not Crying, You're Crying, the show about anything and everything because it's our show. And I am back with the usual suspects, Juan.
Hey, hey.
Hey, you sound a lot happier at the start of this season. Is it the preseason, like, happiness? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Thanks, man. we're all, and Jay, what's going on, Jay?
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Sean, and this is our theme music. Oh, still. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to I'm Not Crying, You're Crying, Season 9, Episode 1. We've made it, everybody. We've made it to one season shy of 10. I think we've done enough reviews to have it count on the 10th season, but it's okay. Nobody's counting.
We should just put all of our reviews on one season.
We should. In fact, you know what? I will do that. As a reminder, you can connect with us on our website at incycshow.com. You can find us on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube at incycshow.com. You can email
What's
us
X?
X. That's what Twitter used to be. That's the name of Twitter. Why you sound surprised every time?
I forgot that's what it changed to.
Yeah, that's going to be the platform of the future, bro. You're just behind the times. You can email us at incycshow.com or incycshow@gmail.com. If you want to help us grow, stop and rate and review us on iTunes. It'll help us find more people like you. And a couple of housekeeping notes. So if you know someone who's trying to listen to us on Stitcher, they can't because Stitcher is gone. So they got to find another way to do that. The other part is that if you are listening to us right now on Google Podcasts, the Google Podcast will go away in 2024 because that's just what Google does. They start things.
What?
And yeah, they never finish it. But
man,
thanks, Juan.
That's how I listen to my podcast.
That's how you listen to this podcast?
This one and whatever other ones I subscribe to.
Yeah. So yeah, Google, this is what Google does. They just, they make stuff, they kill it. And then, you know, people got to figure out what to do. But in this scenario, it's not going very far.
What was social media that Google had created?
Google Plus. Or Google. Yeah. Google Plus. That's gone. It was a thing for like 2 or 3 years and now it's gone. You know, but it's okay because Google Podcast is not going very far. It's actually migrating to their YouTube Music app. So if you have YouTube Music or YT Music, there is a section in there called Podcast. And we are also there, still there. We're still there at incycshow.com. So if you haven't already, now's the time to stop and migrate over. You can listen to us there. All the shows will be uploaded there.
I thought we needed to have a video or some shit like that.
Yeah, I made a video out of a standard wallpaper, so there's not really anything for you to watch. But with YouTube Music, you can listen in the background, which was a paid feature in the YouTube app, which doesn't exist in the YouTube.
Wait, are we in this video?
Yeah. No. I mean, we can be, but I'll put random flashes of Jay and my faces as the podcast goes on as Easter eggs,
like subliminal messages.
Yeah. It'll be like subliminal messages. So it'll be part of Easter egg. So if you catch our faces, you know, it'll be there.
Drink Ovaltine.
Yeah.
Where's that from?
Are you serious?
Nothing. It was just a subliminal message to drink Ovaltine.
Oh, I thought it was based on a show or something like that.
Well, A Christmas Story, Ralphie sent away for this little orphan Annie decoder ring, and the message was, be sure to drink more Ovaltine.
Yeah, that's right. He was super disappointed by it. He was like, this is it? This is what I saved up for?
A commercial? Just for the secret.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Didn't the Simpsons have the Join the Navy subliminal message episode?
Yeah, they had a boy band.
Is that why you joined the Navy?
That and the uniform.
The uniform's pretty dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I mean, Donald Duck wears it really well.
He does.
Donald Duck is missing half the uniform.
Well, you know those Navy boys.
Yeah. Oh, sweet Jesus. And you know what,
and
guys?
We're off to a start.
Hey, you know what? It wouldn't be a season. Hey, we haven't mentioned mothers yet, so I think we're off to a pretty great start, if I'm being honest.
Hey, Sean. Sean, your mom.
Thanks, man. Thanks. But believe it or not,
you're You're a mom.
My mother. Oh, well, hey, it's all good. Well, gentlemen, believe it or not, we have a sponsor for this episode. We have a sponsor. You believe that?
Say what?
I know.
Have they asked us to sponsor us and actually listen to our show, or?
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is that they actually reached out to us. And, you know, this wasn't
you like peddling the people of please sponsor us, sir. May I have another?
No, I was actually going through our emails to see if we got any new anything from anybody. And, you know, I almost wrote them off as spam. And then I opened it just to kind of figure out. And the person on the other end was super nice via email, of course, and was like, hey, I really like you guys' show, I like your chemistry, and I really want you guys to try this stuff. And the
stuff you gave me to try wasn't something that you did in your like attic or basement. This is a legit product that you had.
Yeah,
to try.
It's with the company called Magic Mind. MagicMind.co is where you can find them online. But so ultimately the short version of their story is that they're a company of a guy who just was addicted to coffee. He was addicted to coffee. And Juan, I know you drink a lot of coffee. I drink tons of coffee.
Jay, yeah, I got my coffee addiction from you. You were basically opening the code going, hey, you want this baggie of coffee beans?
Yeah.
First one's free.
Yeah. And Jay, the last time I spoke to you, you were trying to go drink less coffee. So,
yes.
Yeah. So,
but I've started drinking more coffee again.
Oh, well, why? So I found these guys and I was like, well, sure, there's nothing to lose here. So I reached out to them, after they had emailed me back and, they had kind of explained to me their product and what it does. And ultimately Magic Mind, it does a couple different things. So, for me, at least, you know, like I told you, I'm an avid coffee drinker. I drink tons and tons of coffee. And Magic Mind is supposed to help you help carry out your prolonged caffeine intake. So, you know, you don't have to drink as much coffee to stay as energetic when you don't have the crash, which is something that I experienced for me after taking it for a couple of days. And you know, it's supposed to also help you focus. So Juan, I don't know, did it help you focus or enter a flow state?
Wait a minute, I need to ask this. The not crashing was Magic Mind, or was it the fact that people like you and I are so used to caffeine and it doesn't really do shit to us anymore?
It's funny. So one of the ingredients in here is matcha, and matcha is supposed to naturally extends the release of caffeine. So it takes longer to release the same amount of caffeine in your system. So instead of like dropping off at like 3 o'clock and needing like a whole nother venti size, whatever, right? You're supposed to be able to kind of carry that throughout the rest of the day. Has some other stuff in here I've never heard of, but like, you know, I don't know. Are you guys ingredient like people? Are you guys like, you know, I need to know every ingredient that's going into my body? Or are you like, whatever, just.
Nah, man, as long as it doesn't kill me and it's, I guess, FDA approved, what doesn't really mean shit to me, I drink it.
That's.
Yeah, dude. I'll put anything in my body.
Oh, believe me, I know. I'm not a label hound either. But this thing comes with like all kinds of like good ingredients. Like I've never heard of ashwagandha. I have no idea what it is. Never heard of it before.
Did you Google it?
I did, because I was like, well, what is this thing I'm putting in my body? But it's
actually care what goes in your body, or?
Well, I was curious what it was because I'd never heard of it. I was like, is ashwagandha a place next to Wakanda? Like this, like, you know, this T'Challa from Black.
Oh, you're so stupid.
Stupid. But I didn't know. So I looked it up and it turns out there's this thing called an adaptogen. Adaptogen is another word I've heard like as in people talk about this stuff, but ultimately it reduces stress and anxiety. As you two know, I'm not a very stressed out or a person with anxiety. So, you know, but
no, you're a freaking robot. So
yeah,
does Magic Mind allow you to see into the future because you're like uber zen? Like, are you astral projecting now?
I don't know. For me, at the very least, I was able to cut down my caffeine intake, which I think, you know, as anybody with a family who's trying to make sure that they are around for the long haul, you don't want to blow your heart out on a whole bunch of caffeine. So, you know, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought it tasted okay. Like, you know, it was it tasted like green tea kombucha. I don't know, like flat green tea kombucha. But yeah. You know another ingredient in here, as I look through the ingredients, Juan, did I tell you that this was in it? Did I tell you that it has, ready? Are you ready? Cordyceps mushrooms.
Uh-oh.
Does that freak you out, Juan?
No, it doesn't. I mean, no.
No, it should.
Sean, from the sample that you gave me, you know, I feel like it gave me a little bit of energy, you know, like, and you know, that's when I kind of stopped drinking coffee for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I didn't need it.
Yeah. See, and again, I drank it for over the course of like a week to try, because it has like compounding effects. And so I don't know if you drank it over the course of a couple of days, Jay, or if it gave you compounding effects. And I felt like, for me, at the very least, it helped cut my caffeine intake down. And like, I didn't have to stop drinking caffeine, but I didn't feel the need for it, which was like my biggest thing. And then wanted, just so that, just to trigger your memory.
How much of it is truly like psychological? Like I don't even drink caffeine, but I didn't like monitor like my caffeine intake. But I guess it does work, since I went from two ventis to one venti a day.
Oh, there you go. So is it?
Juan, you're not really selling this.
That's why no, it takes you anywhere.
I am the worst person. I mean, you got maybe this, and as long as you guarantee me that I'm not going to die, I take it.
Well,
I mean, I guess.
Well, Juan, it sounds like it did something for you. Thanks.
I mean, you know, I was drinking, what, 12 shots of espresso a day?
I mean, are you? I'm not with you all the time.
No, I was.
And now?
It's down to 6, but it goes back up to 12. I mean, it's been, you only gave me a couple bottles of Magic Mind, so now I feel like you did what you did with the coffee. You're like, Here's the first baggie. The next baggie is going to cost you. That's what you did with the Magic Mind. You're like, hey, here's the first couple of shots. The next one's really going to cost you.
Well, yeah, maybe a little bit. But anywho, Juan, the last thing I want. So the cordyceps mushrooms, the cordyceps, it should sound familiar. And it should. I know it does to Jay. But
is that the thing from The Last of Us?
It is. Yeah. And you're not a zombie. So congratulations. I learned another thing is that it's another adaptogen. It reduces inflammation and strengthens your immune system and supports high energy levels. So, you know, cordyceps is also good, not just good for a great TV show, but also good for your body.
So the key point in Magic Mind is everything is natural. It's good for you.
Yeah, and
it's not like me downing a can of Red Bull or it's actually natural.
And it's literally like 4 to 5 ingredients. So if you are, and you should be able to pronounce all the things on there, unless you're like me who had never seen the word ashwagandha before, and you're just like, what is happening? You should be able to do that. And if you're interested in trying, if you are listening to this going, I wonder what these guys are talking about, you can go to magicmind.co and you can order under subscription for 20% off under their subscription. But if you order with us in the first 10 days, today is posting on this Friday. So the first day you hear this, and 10 days after that, you can actually get a 56% off subscription of your subscription to Magic Mind. If you go to www.magicmind.com/notcrying, that link will give you a 56% discount, but B, it'll also give us a little bit here at the show to help, you know, keep pushing stuff like this for you guys. And again, that is magicmind.com/notcrying. So magicmind.com/notcrying. The link will be in the show notes for this show. And then again, within those first 10 days of hearing this podcast, of hearing this episode, or within the first 10 days of it posting, at least, you'll get a 56% discount on your subscription. So try it, check it out. You know, you can trust Warner, but I would say trust Jay. Trust Jay. And try Magic Mind. They're sponsoring this episode. So, anywho, that's it.
And it tastes great.
And it tastes delicious. It's actually pretty tasty. Personal opinion. I don't mind it. A green tea. I wasn't a green tea fan, like, you know, but I enjoy the taste of this. And again, it's all natural stuff. So, like, you know, just like when anything natural settles, you got to give a little shake and you're all good. You're all good. It's like 2 ounce shot. It's crazy, actually. But anyway, I digress. So thank you for letting me go on that little tangent there. But we're back for season nine. Juan, are you even prepared for this season? Are you ready? Did you read the show notes at all? You're shaking your head on the audible, on an audio podcast, Juan, and I would appreciate if you read.
Listeners, can you see?
I think Juan's vagina is crying. Nothing has even happened.
I thought we were doing the YouTube already.
No. So anyway, we have been, I don't know, I don't even know how many weeks it's been since we actually recorded an episode. And the last three or four episodes we've done have all been reviews. What I've been doing is kind of aggregating a bunch of news to kind of talk to you guys about. And some of the stuff is going to be very, very old news. And some of the stuff is going to, I don't know, just very interesting all in general.
I mean, but the first article is pretty damn old.
Well, yes, but it happened like right after we stopped recording. And
I feel like we talked about it.
I honestly don't remember us talking about it. But the first article that I wanted to talk to you guys about was Cardi B. Cardi B throws a microphone at a fan, at one of her shows.
Cardi?
Yeah. Is that you? Live.
Hey.
How are you, Cardi?
Cardi B, where you been?
Yeah, how have you been, Cardi?
Whap.
Oh, really? So do you think you're going to face major jail time for throwing this microphone?
Nah. Why did you throw that microphone at the fan?
Whap.
Because of WAP?
Because of wet ass pussy? Is that WAP?
What was that last part?
Oh, I get it.
Sometimes the fans can be a little aggressive.
Yeah. And that bitch had it coming.
But didn't you want them to spray you with water?
Because she said she was
Juan.
She was hot or something like that.
What? Wait, are you and Cardi in the same room, Juan?
Maybe. WAP.
This is the worst improv. Yeah.
So this is old, super old news.
Remind me again, what does WAP stand for?
Wet ass.
Oh, yeah.
Pussy.
Okay.
Wet ass pussy.
Pussy.
When was the last time that she came out with an album?
Wet ass pussy.
Yeah. Two horses. Jay and Sean.
Billy D.
Hey, that's a deep cut of the show.
Certified freak. 7 days a week.
Yeah. So Juan, I honestly don't know. I don't keep up with Cardi B's music like that, if I'm being honest with you. This caught me because it's funny. So I was going through some of the old show, and the thing is, the last thing we talked about with Cardi B was when she had her thing to say about the ongoing, war in the Middle East, or no, in Russia and Ukraine, right? She's like,
oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and then this is the next thing I heard about her, which is she threw a microphone at a fan, which like almost like, and I don't know if you guys have seen the video or remember it, but she throws this microphone with anger and the kind of speed and reflexes of like somebody who is ready to fuck people up on site. Like it's kind of crazy.
She threw it like my grandma threw her slippers at my face.
She threw it like an ex stripper would hit a
hit a what?
What?
Yeah. She hit it like a mom who has kids, who's told them they better cut that shit out. That's what she did. And you know what? And I haven't done a really good job of keeping up with this story. So I don't know if she's going to be facing jail time. I don't know if she's going to be facing charges. I think people forgot about it, man. I don't think
anything happened from it.
You know how it goes with most court proceedings. None of them happen like within a week. This is going to come up in like another year, and it's going to be like, Cardi B finally faces her trial for throwing a microphone. And it's just like,
I think it just made news because it also came in the time where a lot of like artists were like stopping shows because they got angry at the fans and shit like that, or they were like taking pictures during the shows. Like I can't remember. I think this came after the Miranda Lambert situation.
No, I have no
who? Who? Wait, who's
She's a country singer that made the news because I guess she went off on concert goers for taking pictures instead of enjoying the show. So She stopped the show, ripped them a new one and everything. And I think like a week or 2 weeks later, you had Cardi B going off, literally like throwing a microphone at audience goers.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. So I honestly don't know. In the next episode of the show, I'll see if there's an update for her. But I, you know, it's just crazy. I don't know. Do you guys think that the fan threw water on her, and she did mention before the show, like at some point in the show, yeah, hey, I want you guys to get me wet, right? Obviously, probably in regard to her, like her wet ass pussy song. But do you think this fan, do you think the fan, whether on accident or on purpose, deserved to have the microphone thrown at her?
No.
No, but I don't understand why her security didn't intervene sooner, you know? Like,
well, I mean, if you look at the video, it looks like the way I see it is like she's like dancing with her drink up, and then she bumps into somebody, and Cardi is just super close, and she just happens to get it, and then she just reacts like, this bitch just threw her water on me.
Hey, fuck that noise. You don't have to wait for another episode. Cardi B has been cleared of all criminal battery investigation by the Las Vegas police in the incident where she threw a microphone at a person attending her concert, as per the report in Police Magazine.
See, Juan, this is why I think you need. This is why I think you need Magic Mind, and to help you focus on the part of the show we're talking about right now.
I thought you asked. Fuck you.
Anyway, yeah. So, Jay, thank you. As you were saying, you don't think the fan deserved to get the microphone thrown at her, but.
Oh no! I was just curious what took her security to, you know, react.
Oh yeah, and I think, you know, like, because again, there's people like dancing and stuff. Her drinks in the air. She bumps into someone, and I feel like Cardi was just very close. I feel like it was a happenstance, like a crazy accident. Because you even hear in the video, "Oh, I'm sorry," but at that point, the mic is like leaving her hand at the same time. So if she was gonna apologize, it was already too late. And then that's when her security intervenes, like literally right after, because she wasn't like, it wasn't like a Will Smith moment where they had all this time to like watch her charge up to the stage and like walk up there and pour water on Cardi and then go, I can't believe she did that shit. It was like, it was something quick. I think, you know, and I think that's why she was cleared. I don't know if Jarvis has the reason why she was cleared.
I don't understand why she reacted like that. You know, like, I mean, she could have just left. Like,
yeah,
she probably she got paid for her gig. You know, if her audience or her fans were being, you know, disruptive, you know, she could have just like said, oh, I don't deserve this. And then just walked off.
Bro, hey, you know what? That hair extensions must be expensive, man. That's all I can think of. She was like worried about fucking up her hair. She got like maybe two more shows to do that night. I don't know. She has shit going on. She didn't want to go get her hair done in the middle of the day. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, where was she performing? It seemed like it was outdoors.
It looks like, let's see.
Somewhere in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it was on stage at Las Vegas. It looks like some hotel, like someplace that, you know, there's alcohol flows and craziness ensues. And it just looks like a... like, it's just a shitty opportunity to get her hair wet. But anywho,
telling you, that's the ex-stripper reaction.
Juan, how would you know? How many, you just throwing water at strippers getting microphones and shit thrown at you?
No, but I've seen movies.
Oh, yeah, I remember that movie.
Debbie Does Dallas. The
one with Demi Moore or Jesse Spano. Or is that the same
movie? That was called Striptease.
I don't know. Anyway.
Striptease, yeah.
So anyway, and then, moving on. So Jay actually sent this article afterwards, and we were already on hiatus. But this is Jason Aldean's country artist, Try That in a Small Town. Now, from a context standpoint, I'm trying to remember exactly what was going on in the world. Like, I feel like they just had something happen in the world where...
It was a Tuesday. There's always something happening in the world, man. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, no, wait, go back. What happened on a Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No. You brought it up. What happened on a Tuesday?
Well, I woke up and turned on the news and...
No. And that's what spawned Jason Aldean to write this song?
Yeah, yeah.
About violence?
Yeah.
Because he woke up?
Yeah, I after a violent dream.
Oh, what was the dream?
Yeah, it's...
co-hosting a podcast with my friends that were jackasses to me.
Well, it's either Testicle Tuesday or Taco Tuesday, Juan. You tell me.
Taco Tuesday.
That's not what your mouth said.
It's always Taco Tuesday. That's what your mom says, though.
It's a Taco Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I like tacos.
So this Jason Aldean song called Tried in a Small Town, which is, you know, if you've never heard it, I would play it, but I feel like we'll get copyright strike, so I won't play any part of it here. But it's on YouTube. Jason Aldean.
Do you have like 10 seconds that you can play?
Yeah, probably. But I'm not going to try that because then that would mess up the Google part of it. And I won't be able to play that section of the podcast. Anyway, so it's on YouTube. Jason Aldean, Try This in a Small Town, if you haven't heard it. But basically, it is kind of the answer to, you know, and I can't remember exactly what was happening here in the United States. There's always something, I know. But, oh my God.
Oh, so when you say it makes sense. But when I say it doesn't.
No, you just said Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. That's what happened. Thanks, man. Great. I'm glad you gave context. I am trying to remember because this happened along the same time as, like, I think some woman got robbed or something like that somewhere in Los Angeles or somewhere in the United States. And I think people just stood by to watch it happen, or they called the police after, something along those lines. And, you know, then Jason Aldean kind of releases this song called Try That in a Small Town, which basically says is in the lyrics kind of allude to saying, you come to a small town and, like, you know, us good old boys won't hesitate to fuck your shit up. yeah, because you can't get away with that kind of bullshit in a small town. And so the feeling was that he was kind of daring, you know, and I can't remember if this is racially charged or not, so I apologize for not having any more information than that, but ultimately, like, if it's racially charged, to say, like, you know, you come to this part of the country and if you're not one of the good old boys, and what I assume to be that is, like, you know, you remember in Stranger Things, the last season of Stranger Things, you remember the group of little white kids that was following that jock around, who are just fucking who are just super racist against Lucas and all that stuff. That's what I think he meant by good old boys, right? And they're sitting on the back of a truck driving around town looking for trouble, you know?
Before Trump, every time I heard of the good old boys, I thought of Dukes of Hazzard. After Trump, I now think of the good old boys he incited for the
insurrection.
Capital attack, yeah.
You mean the Proud Boys? Yeah, Well, I don't think his intentions was, you know, to make it seem like it was racially charged. It's hard. I think it's hard to be white and patriotic and country, because that combination just kind of, like, it just kind of labels you as someone who is indifferent to other races, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what his intention was. You know, he just wanted to shine a light on, you know, a lot of the injustices that are happening in America. And, you know, like, the message is, you know, try that shit in a small town. You know, we don't let that stuff happen around here, you know?
Yeah.
So, which, now that you brought up the whole being white and being proud of your country, like, before the Trump days and whatnot, how many times did you see the American flag and you went, oh, they're proud of being an American? And now you see somebody driving a pickup truck with the American flag and you're like, I wonder if they're a Trump supporter or they're racist or they're just trying to incite something.
Well, I mean, after 9/11, everyone was very patriotic, you know, like, because we all had, like, a common... there was a common, you know,
enemy.
Well, there was just a common enemy, where it's like, as opposed to now, where a lot of the country is fighting itself, you know, and, you know, it's really divided. But
it's funny you say that, like, you know, after 9/11, that there was a common thing for everyone to be sad about, because it was an absolute fucking tragedy, right? Like the towers going down in New York and so many firefighters and all these, you still hear stories to this day about, like, people who were involved in 9/11 and in subtle ways that, like, help do these monumental things, you know. And most recently, right, I remember hearing about oh my God, and his name is escaping me right now. Batman, he just passed away.
Adam West.
Adam West is dead?
No, the cartoon.
Holy shit. One, hold on.
Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, yes. Kevin Conroy. You hear, during his passing, people told
before
lots of stories.
Before you can continue, back up. Did you really not know Adam West was dead, motherfucker?
I did not. It wasn't top of mind information for me. But my point being is that, you know, to Jay's point, like, yeah, 9/11 was a rally point. And even to this day, you still hear, like, you know, stories of people just helping other people get through something fucking crazy. Kevin Conroy being one of them, right? He just passed away. And he was at a soup kitchen, right? He wasn't Batman. He was just a guy who was trying to help give out food, you know? And so I think to your point, Jay, it was just a good rallying point, not for every American to kind of to rally behind and go, this is the kind of shit that we can't stand for. And I think Jason Aldean, to your point again, Jay, I think this comes from a wholesome place of like, we were just raised different where, you know, we don't stand for this kind of injustice where I grew up. And I think to your point, you hit the nail on the head, which is if you are white and you are patriotic and you have a country accent, maybe it just seems a lot more racist than it actually is. none of it is his fault. None of it is his fault. But however,
Also, the video doesn't help.
Yeah, that's also true. That's also true. So all that to say, you know, all that to say is that, I mean, Juan, do you think that he did this as a piece of hate speech, or do you think that,
it's hard to tell nowadays, man. It really, the sad thing is, even if he didn't do it as a piece of hate speech and he was like, this is how I was raised with these beliefs, and that's why you couldn't try this shit in my town, there's going to be somebody out there or a group of people that will see it as hate speech and turn it into hate speech.
Yeah, that's true. There's always somebody out there who is, well, but actually, if you listen to the lyrics, what it means is, you know, and there's always that. And I think depending on how cynical you want your view to be, Jason Aldean is either he's a hero, someone who's speaking up to try and do what is right in America, or he's someone who is trying to keep, you know, punching down on people.
Jason Aldean, is he a legitimate country star before this, or?
You know, if I'm being honest, I don't listen to country music like that, but it sounds like a name of someone I've heard before.
Jay, do you know?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out if he was like a nobody that just did videos here and there on YouTube, and then this one controversial song just blew him up.
Well, I don't think he was a nobody, because this video is pretty well put together, you know.
Yeah, they
put some money into this.
Well, yeah, can't well anybody together now put some money into it?
Yeah, but I mean, but to get, again, it's about reach, right? Like this ended up coming up to a fever pitch. It was on TMZ. It was in different news outlets, like just around the world, or around at least the nation. And you don't get that by just being some random guy who made a song on the internet one day. Like, you know, this isn't Chocolate Rain. This is like, you know, or
I was about to say, do you not remember Chocolate Rain?
Yeah, but this isn't Chocolate Rain, right? Like that guy's a flash in the pan. I think that guy's still doing some stuff. But my point being is that I feel like Jason Aldean sounds like a name I've heard before, who listened to his music before. But I'm not necessarily, I feel like I've heard him in the background. He's not the barbecue stand on my white t-shirt guy, is he? Do we know? For sure. Do we know?
I don't know.
You know, but,
I only know him from Don't Try That in a Small Town.
Yeah, same. But, you know what?
Well, he does have concert, tours.
Well, yeah, but I mean, anywho,
how much are tickets?
Yeah, $80, $90. Can you buy one? Can you buy one? But staying on topic of like things that are racially charged in America, I'm going to skip down a couple of articles, but the Riverboat Brawl. Now, did you guys remember this?
Oh, dude, before.
Hell yeah. That was the funniest meme. that produced the funniest memes for that day.
it gives zero fucks. The internet does not care about your feelings, doesn't care about your opinions, because again, within hours of this thing being posted online, the memes were insane.
it's hilarious how all the memes that I saw that day really didn't make, you know, it lessened the the amount that I cared
about
the actual situation.
Yeah, because the actual situation around the riverboat is actually pretty. It's pretty serious. Like, you know, it's a non-serious thing of these people who are
wasn't it like a big messy brawl that you sent me and I had to call you and be like, what the fuck am I watching? Like,
yeah. So
it was confusing.
So Joey, you know, Joey, right? Joey's been on the show before. For like 5 minutes. He sends me this meme of a chair. And I was like, so confused as to what the fuck was going on. So then I go to Reddit to try and figure out what the hell is going on. Reddit, of course, delivers as it always does. And it plays for me kind of this 5 minute like segment of the riverboat brawl. So if you're just now hearing about this, you forgot about it.
What does the chair have to do with the brawl?
Well, if you let me explain one, I'll tell you. So there's a security guard on this like riverboat dock over in Mississippi or Alabama. I can't exactly remember, but this security guard there who works there is a black guy. He's telling these three white men, hey, I need you to move your boat so this cruise boat can come in and dock. And you just need to move your boat out of the way. It's not supposed to be there in the first place. And these three guys just refused to do it because they were white, drunk, and entitled. Those are they weren't going to listen to this black guy telling them what to do. And he's trying to tell them, hey, you need to move. And these three white guys charge him and he throws his hat into the air. And that is the beginning of the brawl. That's the beginning of the brawl. There's a guy on another boat. He jumps off that boat because these three white guys are wailing on this dude. He jumps off that boat, jumps in the water. He swims over and the video is like, yeah, you go. He's going to help that man. He's going to go get him. His name was Aquaman. You know, that's what the internet has dubbed him. And then again, you know, so this brawl goes on for 20, 30 minutes and, Aquaman gets out of the water, starts helping the guy who's getting beat up by these three white guys. And then more people start showing up to aid the security guard who was just trying to get these guys to move their boat. All they have to do is move their boat out of the way. And that was it. And then it evolves on because then people, as boats get closer to the dock, more people are joining to join the white guys who are beating up the black guy. More black people come to show up to help the black guy that's getting beat up. And there is a guy, Juan. There's a guy, okay? He walked in with this white folding chair.
I'm still waiting for the chair. Oh, there
he walks in with this white folding chair and he starts systematically taking these people down. One swipe here, one swipe there. One guy had his head outside the window, one guy, and he was just like trying to figure out what's going on. Boom, hit by the chair. Knocking people out left and right, man. Like he was so efficient at it that even the security that was there, Juan, security that was there was like, well, we're just gonna let him do it. We're just gonna let him do it. Cause like he might hit us. Who knows? Where he fucks up is that there was a lady who was starting shit right before. She was on the ground and she was still talking shit. So he hit that bitch with the chair too. And then once he hit her with the chair, that's when they're like, okay, we gotta take this guy out. So they stop and they arrest him. Then the brawl, some more security shows up, the brawl gets under control. And again, like, you know, there are people, and there's photos of this, are people like this guy, he got beat into his Crocs. There's a photo here of this guy with his Crocs on his shin, you know? And at the end of it, these three white guys, they were sent to a hospital nearby and they did not want to be helped by any of the staff there because they were primarily black. So they gladly helped them find another hospital to be helped at. And they sent them on their way. But, you know, this was a turning point in America where this is a very racially charged thing happening in a place where you would imagine this kind of stuff happens all the time. And this is caught on video and it wasn't like this statement, this movement. It was this, it was just a place where memes were created, you know, the chair being one of them.
I can only imagine what those memes would have done for the Malice in the Palace that happened in like 2005 or 2006. Remember that?
No, I don't. Wait, what was that, Jay?
The Malice in the Palace.
It sounds like a wrestling pay-per-view.
No. It was an NBA game. The Detroit Pistons and the Indiana Pacers were playing. And one of the players from Indiana, Ron Artest, he, I guess he gets called for a foul. He lies down on the scorer's table, and then someone throws a cup in the stand, and it lands on Ron Artest. Ron Artest gets mad, goes up into the stands, and it looks for the fan and starts punching. He starts punching people.
Dude, did he change his name to Meta World Peace?
Meta World Peace. Yeah.
Okay.
But it just triggered this whole big brawl in
the Staples Center.
No, this was in Detroit, and it was.
Didn't
it
he
was
have to get do anger management after that or something like that? Like he was fined and
yeah, I think he was suspended for a season.
he had to not get paid for a season.
Him and a couple other players, because they went into the stands to to get him, and then there's some other fans that try to get involved, and it was this big. You should look it up. But
yeah, I will because I don't watch sports, so this, I wouldn't even have known about this unless you had brought it up. But I do remember sometime vaguely, like in early 2000s, mid-90s, where there's a basketball player, I think Ron Artest, he was like, hey, his name is being changed to Meta World Peace, and I was like, well, why? Well, I don't get why it's a big fucking deal.
Yeah,
but when you when you explain that he jumped into the fucking crowd to beat the shit out of some fan. It's like, bro, it's just whenever I hear that kind of stuff, it reminds me of that Dave Chappelle skit of like, you know, I keep it real, you know, fuck that. Like, no, not today. I don't.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Ron Artest is like, I'm keeping it real. And it's like, bro, you should not keep it real right now.
No, I know.
Oh God. So just scroll back up a little bit. So Lizzo had a whole thing which she's still going through, I want to say, at the moment. Lizzo, she, Juan, do you remember this? Lizzo, she, her dance troupe came out and just said Lizzo is kind of the worst boss ever. That she,
yeah,
she,
where she creates a hostile work environment, mm-hmm, and belittles them, and
yeah. Her, Jimmy Fallon, Ellen. They're all terrible bosses.
Well,
yeah.
Ellen was the first one. She did it before it was cool. And then Lizzo, and then America's Sweetheart, freaking Jimmy Fallon.
Apparently Lizzo fat shamed one of her dancers.
And then she realized that, never mind. I have no.
I don't get that.
No.
So that is one of the accusations, that Lizzo fat shamed one of her,
which is fucked up, because she's like,
yeah, well, she,
like the poster child, yeah, of like she, be proud of what, who you are and what you look like.
Yeah. And that's what makes that allegation so shocking, because she's been a poster child of like body confidence and being comfortable in your own skin and really kind of embracing who you are and what you look like. And so to have those accusations come out, and not just that one, but just all the other allegations about her being a horrible boss and, you know, creating this environment of toxicity and workplace harassment, for her to kind of be this beacon on the forefront, right, of what would seem like human rights and team member rights, to have all this stuff happen, you know, it is kind of crazy. Like, and then on top of all that, like a couple of years ago, she released a song that's called like, Yeah, It's True, or The Rumors, or I can't remember, but basically the song kind of outlines all the stuff, that all these rumors that people have been spreading. Yeah, it's true. So who gives a fuck, you know? So when you couple all that together, you kind of go, you know, is Lizzo a good person? How much of that is media PR? Like, what, how much of it is misunderstood? Like,
I don't think she was a good person. Just listen to some of her songs, man. I honestly, speaking like from where my mind was, like, when I was heavier, I was probably the most judgmental and had mean thoughts about big people.
Are you trying to say that you're not judgmental now?
Are you saying it's bad bitch o'clock?
It is bad bitch o'clock. Or I'm going to blame it on the goose.
Blame
it's
it on
bad
the
bitch o'clock or thick 30.
Thick 30. Oh, man, I heard a new called Thickums. These are people who are trying to lose weight And they're still a little thick, but not as thick as they used to be. Thickums.
Thickums.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, do you guys think that, I mean, A, my question is, do you guys think it's true? Do you think that this is like a series of misunderstandings between Lizzo and her team members?
It's always a series of misunderstandings between somebody and somebody else, man.
I don't know. There's a lot of allegations.
My second thing is to Juan's point is that there's always a series of misunderstandings, always. And I think some of this stuff is true. Absolutely. At least it's perceived that way. But my question is, how much of it do you think Lizzo knew about and said, oh, it'll fix itself?
Oh, she knew about it 100%, man. When you say something stupid, you know that you said it. She just thought that. She probably trusted people people feared her that they wouldn't say shit. Yeah, I called the bitch a fat slob because she couldn't dance and her tutu looked small on her. But you know what? She's afraid of me firing her, and she's not going to say shit.
I think Lizzo thought that all her employees were her friends. You know, like. Mm-hmm. Like, she thought they were all closer than they really are, but in reality, they're her underlings, and they do everything she says because they get paid for it. But Lizzo thinks, oh, these are people that are my friends, and I could just say things, you know.
Yeah.
Not realizing, you know, like, yeah, like you work with people close enough, and then you kind of forget that you're also coworkers.
Yeah, yeah, or, no, and you know. And I think for Lizzo, who probably keeps a very like close knit group of people together for a very long amount of time, that is very easy to conflate like, oh, yeah, I'm your cool boss versus like I'm your fucking crazy mad dictator boss who's asking you to fucking like.
I'm your cool boss that likes to berate you and make you feel like shit from time to time. But I'm still cool.
Plus, I mean, she has a lot of money, you know, like she's automatically going to be a target, you know, if she does something. In the wrong people, even if it's exaggerated, their allegations, you know, it just makes her look bad.
Yeah. And the other piece of it is that like she controls their employment. So like, I think, cause one of the allegations is like, well, she would have these, like people will go out after the show and they might be dead tired cause they just performed. But Lizzo's like, hey, we're going to go out. And she made them feel as if they didn't go out, they're going to lose their job or they would be replaced. Cause they had seen some other people kind of happen that same thing happened to them. So, you know, I think maybe she just kind of misunderstood her role in all this and forgot that she was a boss first and like, you know, these team members, friends, second or third or fourth, whatever. Yeah. Do you guys think that you think her career will recover? You think she'll.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think so?
If our show has taught me anything, Sean, is cancel culture doesn't succeed. How many people have we talked about being canceled and how many times have I eaten my fucking words and I go, they're done. And next thing you know, they have another fucking comeback.
That's true.
Well, I feel like she might lose some fans because she kind of comes off as a hypocrite at this point, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think there's lots of people who looked up to her as an icon of someone who like, oh, you know, I wish I can be as body positive or this way or that way.
So here's the thing. That doesn't stop happening. She's going to continue being body positive about herself. She's not...
Yeah, but
encouraging other people to be body positive. People just admire her because they see a thick person going,
yeah,
look how she acts, look how she dresses. She doesn't care what other people say.
And
her
confidence is supposed to be inspiring, right? It's supposed to help that person who didn't feel like they could do it. They go, well, if she's doing it, then I definitely can do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but she's not going like, hey, child, go ahead and dress like this because you're gorgeous no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, she is because that's the image that she's putting out there. She's like, I can do this. You know, anybody can do this.
Yeah. So I think to your point, I think she'll lose a couple fans, but and she'll make a comeback in some way. She'll probably even have like a forgiveness album where she just sings like, you know, just really sad songs from, it'll feature her and like Adele or something. I don't know.
Lizzo's ballads.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a couple more stories and then we can get into the next segment. Non-human biologics, though, this happened during our break. Did the government confirm aliens? Do you guys believe in aliens? Do you think the government confirmed aliens?
You know, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Didn't the government confirm UFOs already and all that shit?
Yeah, they confirmed unidentified. They're not called UFOs. They're called UFEs or something like that, or UFFs. I can't remember, but
because they're not unidentified anymore.
Yeah, they're called unidentified flying something, but they're not called UFOs. But they did say that. Yeah, the government confirmed that one of these unidentified flying objects, one of these things, crashed, and they did recover non-human biologics. I don't know what that means. I did a little research to kind of figure out what that means. And so depending on the level of cynicism from the scientist that you're listening to, non-human biologics could mean anything. It could mean butterfly DNA. It could mean chameleon DNA. It could mean plants. It could mean, you know, anything. I think, you know, if you're one to think that the government is one trying to deceive you, I think you think this means aliens and that that's what they meant. And by saying non-human biologics, they take skeptics like me to say, you know.
So yeah. The question is, why now? Why suddenly, like, and I don't want to force feed or feed into your fucking tin hat conspiracy theories that you and Co have going on, but are they doing it now to distract us from a bigger issue? Because the fucking Roswell crash happened, what, in the 60s, 70s?
Yeah, but
we're now in 2023. No,
you're right.
And they suddenly go, guess what, folks? ET's real, motherfuckers. Are they doing it to distract us, or because the mothership is coming back for that non-human biologic and we're a target because we have ET captive and they're going to revenge us, so they want us to be ready for the intergalactic Star Wars?
You know, I'm not going to believe anything until I hear from Neil deGrasse Tyson or Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah. Okay. So Juan, to answer your question, there are three things, right? Three things going on at the same time. There's non-human biologics, like space, this court stuff is going on in Mexico. Okay. You ready? First thing, Hunter Biden did some other shit and Joe Biden like left and called him this whole shit was going on at the same time. The war in Russia had escalated to a fever pitch. And the last thing is that, oh my God, it just left my mind. But there are three things going on at this time. But Hunter Biden being in trouble for some other shit again.
Actually got indicted, didn't he?
Yeah, the government being close to shutting down and the House needing to reach an agreement about all this stuff. All this stuff is going down around the same time.
Fuck, the government's only shutting down. Wasn't the threat of it shutting down this past weekend?
Yes, and the only reason that's what this is article is about, but you know, yeah, there are three things going on. So I think, yeah, this is kind of to move aside to a larger issue, right? Just like the submarine thing that, you know, that imploded. But to Jay's point, the Titan. I then went to go see what Neil deGrasse Tyson has to say, and I couldn't find anything about this non-human biologics, but to his, that's not true. He said it could mean anything. It could mean plants or birds or whatever. It's just non-human biologic stuff left over. But he also has said on multiple occasions that if higher forms of life who are able to travel the cosmos, they look at us the way we look at an anthill, you know? The only aliens we're getting are the frat boy aliens who are trying to fuck with us, right? Like some little kid alien. Like, look what I
can
do. Is
that exactly what he said?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said it's the frat boys trying to fuck with us. They're trying to pledge into their fraternity. Intergalactic fraternity.
I'm taking some liberties. But his
instead
point
of
is that
tipping, they're human probing.
Yeah, he's just saying if you're an advanced being, so advanced, why would you come to Earth and just like, you wouldn't need to come and stick something up our ass to figure out how we worked. You know what I mean? Like you figured out space travel, but in order to get information about me, you got to stick shit up my
ass.
That's
just
you being weird,
bro. That's the way we think, you know, like they would travel the cosmos just to find one of us and to look inside our butt.
Yeah, it's like, hey, do they shit like us? Yeah, bro, they take big shits. Oh, okay.
18 light years to come to this planet. Now let's see what's in your butt.
Dude, what if, what if these aliens?
I've been bleaching my butthole ever since I heard that's what they did.
What if these aliens are trying to get rid of all these dots?
What dots?
The candy dots. So they're just coming here, they dump their shit of candy dots.
Wow, you are doing a deep cut again.
That's for our hardcore fans fan out there.
That's for the hardcore fans, yeah.
I'm getting my dot tattoo.
But yeah. So the government directed, they confirmed aliens apparently. I don't know. I'm still waiting to see. Well, apparently Mexico showed a body, like looked like an old, like mummified alien corpse. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, somebody showed me a picture. Someone was like, hey, you know they found aliens in Mexico? And I was like, chupacabra? And they're like, no, exactly. It's real aliens. I was like, real?
Yeah, it's like a little mummified corpse. Again, this is insane. Like,
do they play the same game that we do? Are they trying to distract something?
You know what's crazy is that, like,
where's El Chapo right now? Did he escape from prison? Is that what they're trying to distract us from?
It's hard to believe. One, that like it's hard to believe that these aliens lost these things so long ago, and that was their only chance to go get the thing, right? Like they didn't try and come and get their shit back. Like if this were humans, right? We sent the human being out into space and we lost contact with that human being, we would try and get them back.
No, we
there
wouldn't.
Would be another
once it gets to a certain point, we're like, peace out. You'll be remembered. This is for me.
Listen,
this is for all the homies that we lost.
You tell that to Mark Watney, okay? You tell that to Mark Watney. Mark Watney was played by Matt Damon in The Martian. He was lost on Mars, and they did it. You did everything.
Fictitious.
You know, you don't know. You don't know. There's a lot, lots of different things. But Juan wanted to talk about the MGM. The attack on the MGM and Caesars.
Well, it was the MGM resort as a company, not just like the MGM hotel and Caesars. But Caesars caught it quicker and shut them down quickly.
Yeah, they paid them.
MGM got fucked up.
So hold on. So this way, for those who don't know, MGM, the company, right? And I don't know what MGM stands for. Juan, you know what it stands for?
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Thank you. They were part of this massive hack that.
And we're not talking about the movie studio MGM. We're talking about the casinos and hotels portion of MGM.
Well, I will say that MGM Studios were purchased by Amazon. Don't know what it means. Don't know if you're going to get that shit on Amazon Prime. But yes, to Juan's point, we're talking about the Vegas hotels. So they were part of this huge like cyber attack, which ironically enough, and Juan, I don't know how much digging you did, but Caesars
barely recuperated last week, to be honest.
Yeah, but Caesars Palace is also a part of it. Now the thing about Caesars is that
Caesars
like,
Entertainment.
People, yes,
Caesars Palace is a hotel in their chain.
If you want to curate the article, Juan, you're more than welcome to.
It's not curating the article. It's fact checking you.
Yeah.
You guys do it all the fucking time. Let me be happy on something I actually know about.
Okay, so
because please. You have no fucking facts, dude.
No, okay.
So they're part of this massive attack. Now this was a cyber attack, and it was actually a ransom attack. So they had approached Caesar Entertainment and said, hey, you pay us X amount of money, thinking Bitcoin or just whatever, and we will leave you alone. But if you do not, we will shut your shit down. And to Juan's point, Caesar was like, well, okay, cool, man. Here you go. Take your shit. Leave us alone. Have a nice fucking day.
Did you hear how they got in?
I did. Bill? So, but with MGM. Yeah,
that is the dumbest shit ever.
Again, if you want to curate the article, Juan, that'd be, you know. Well, I did.
Juan has no comment.
I did hear how they got in. Now, the cyber attacks on MGM, again, they happened first at Caesar Entertainment, but they went to MGM and they said, hey, they went to the MGM and said, hey, man, you should give us this much money and we'll leave you alone. Otherwise, we're going to shut your shit down. They're like, no, fuck you. You're not going to do shit. So in order to get access to their mainframe, to their system, they looked up their executive on LinkedIn. They took his title and his name and information. They called their company, got the IT support number, called IT, gave them all the information to just reset that guy's password. And getting that guy's password gave them access to shut down all of their shit.
And it says she gave them access to the network. Yeah.
Yeah. So all their shit.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jeff Bezos here. I locked myself out.
Yeah.
Hey, can you go ahead and reset my password?
Who does? Yeah. Well,
what email can I send it to? Oh, you could send it to incycshow@gmail.com.
Yeah, because I don't have access to my other email.
We do have a security question, Mr. Bailiff.
The answer is yes. cha-ching.
Yeah, it's just fucking crazy, right? Like this whole thing. It's now. Do you think they fired the IT guy who did this? Like I
feel like they fired a lot of people.
Yeah, no, because it wasn't just let me hack in and I have the data of all the frequent gamblers or the frequent guests. It's shutting down their gaming systems because everything's connected to the network, shutting down their reservation system, shutting down their online systems, shutting down anything connected to their fucking network. So people were going, they couldn't even access their rooms because it was part of the network. So they had to flag down employees with master keys to open up their fucking rooms. People weren't able to book reservations. People weren't able to continue gambling. It was pretty bad. But the key thing is everybody thought Vegas was untouchable in this type of stuff because you would assume they had like uber strong, still tied to the mob security. They didn't think that me going and saying, hey, I'm Mr. MGM. Can you reset my password? Would actually work. And I guarantee you that there's probably like some cyber attacker in the background going, oh shit, it worked. It worked. We're in.
Yeah. But you know what? To your point, when I hear cybersecurity, I don't think the mob. I think some kid at his computer, like, again, going, oh, well, I can't believe that they fell for that. Like, when I think security at like in Vegas, I think the mob. But I think there's like a guy with like fucking huge rings who will fuck you up and put your head in a vice like they did in that movie.
That's the old school Vegas now. Everything's corporate now. But
yeah, the heist security guards.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I just feel like, the cyber attack thing, I feel like they were playing. They're going, yeah, you're not going to do shit. I think they're like, you're just some kid in the basement. You can't do shit to me. And now this kid in the basement was like, well, I'll show you. Hey, this is Jeff Bezos calling.
Hey, so maybe you know this because
it's like Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Did they have
Cameron's dad?
Did they have the access before or after they made the call? Like, were they bluffing and they go, give me $1 million or I'll hack your system? And they go, no, fuck you. And then they turn to each other and go, shit, what do we do now? Try calling the help desk. Or did they already have access to the system? And when they said no, they're like, okay, there goes your elevators. There goes your gambling slot machines. There goes your reservation system. And I just gave this guy in California access to your buffet for free.
You know, in all honesty, in an attack like that, I would assume that they already had done the prerequisite work. So the guy hadn't, and they only had like a limited window, right? So it's like, hey, I'm calling you. You got 2 hours to figure this shit out. And if you don't do it by then, you know, I'm gonna shut your shit down. And I feel like they had just that little bit of time. And then they were just like, no, fuck you. This must be bullshit. Like, who calls on a Wednesday to do this? And then.
So do you know exactly what they did afterwards? Because when I heard of this and them hacking the system, you know what I pictured? Jurassic Park with fucking Dennis Nerdy. You didn't say the magic word. Like, they're like trying to reboot their reservation system and you have Dennis Nerdy going, you didn't say the magic word. Or did they drop like a worm and wipe shit out?
If I'm being honest with you, it sounds like, with my limited computer knowledge, it sounds like they gave themselves administrative access and they just shut that stuff down so that like people who normally would have admin access just didn't. They were just like, nope, your password's invalid anymore. You can't do shit. And they just turned it off because they could. And there's nothing they could do to turn it back on until they.
So did they do a catch me if you can type of scenario?
You keep naming all these movies I've never fucking seen.
Like,
I know, seriously.
You never saw Jurassic Park, motherfucker. Fuck you.
I did see Jurassic Park, but I watched for the dinosaurs, not for the random ass computer scene with Newman.
Anyway. Yeah. Wayne Knight. His name is Wayne Knight.
Okay. I know his name. Newman.
Fuck you. Do you think they actually prosecuted it, or they're like, hey, we'll give you a job and make sure this doesn't happen again?
What?
Like this is like legit fucking shit. Like, I wonder if like the head of cybersecurity or their IT department's like, how do we prevent this from happening? Like,
well, they got to figure out how to do they got to figure out their fucking password reset protocol. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, I mean, don't they have like questions and fucking secure keys and shit like that? Let me text you.
You think they hacked into the system and they were like, hey, you stole our shit. You want to work here?
Yeah, because I mean, and there are stories.
Well, they didn't steal shit because they didn't pay the ransom. They just cost them money because people weren't able to do shit.
To answer Juan's question, though, there are companies like Apple or like just big tech companies, they will pay people for bugs they find. And then there is a reporting time. So like, let's say you're using Android OS or Apple or you know iOS, you find a bug, an exploitable bug, it is you have obligation to report it to the company. And if they don't report it to the public by a certain amount of days, you have a certain amount of time to go to the I can't remember who it is to report it, and then they get fined and they have to fix it, the whole deal. Or you can just exploit that shit and then jailbreak your iPhone and put whatever fuck you want on it, or your Android device or whatever, which is typically how that shit works out. And then Apple patches it. But they do have people. And then Tesla, there are people. So Tesla, I don't know if you know this, they also recover all of their computers, right? That when they end up in the salvage land, because they don't want people to get access to their network, because those computers, if powered up, can still access the Tesla network and be reverse engineered, and they can get like, you know, Tesla cars to fucking drive off cliffs and shit when they hit auto drive.
And that's why you take a drill to the hard drive of your computer when you get rid of it, even after you wipe it.
Is that why? What about anyway? But yeah. So I wanted that satisfy your
fuck. I still think that entire scenario is crazy. And then from a business standpoint, I don't want to know what that's going to cost their cybersecurity insurance, man.
Well, I mean, you know, they're a multi-million dollar business who was down for a week, probably lost lots of money in refunds, and they're going to be on the mend for a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, Juan, and we both know this, is that once they're back up and running, people will be a little weary for a couple of days.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, are you going to be hesitant on at staying at an MGM property, or are you going to say, fuck it, Excalibur is still cheap, let me go over there?
Well, the thing is, Juan, is I don't gamble, like, you know, so I think people will definitely play the tables or win their money back the old-fashioned way, playing.
But again, it didn't just affect the gambling, dude. It affected the reservation systems, their loyalty. I mean, it affected their entire
But that's all network. stuff that like, you know, some with enough research and kind of like, but if they're doing anything right with their network, they can use a previous backup, and some people are probably missing 100, 200, 1,000 points here, and they give that shit away for free because it'll keep them coming back for the amenities.
That. They access a system that houses their fucking client credit cards. As an MGM guest, my credit card is saved in their system. Like, if I actually had a high roller money, I would be concerned, oh shit, I'm going to have $10,000 charged to my fucking account. Because they could have done that.
But you don't.
No, I don't.
You don't have that
kind of money. Instead, I have $200 charged to my account.
But my point is that, but I mean, I'm just saying that, one, at the end of the day, they're going to restore from a backup. That backup is going to tell them who's supposed to have what, and it won't be exact, and they'll get back up to running. People will be a little hesitant at first. Right. But again, those are all things they can refund and come back, because people have problems. They have addictions. They need somewhere to drink and gamble and, you know, sin and do all this stuff. So, you know, 6 months from now.
Sin.
Yeah. 6 months from now. Yeah. They're probably going to get bought by some other hotel who's waiting for this opportunity. Right. And then they'll just keep operating.
Hey, do you think there's some backlash or repercussions happening to the CEO? I mean, all he did was have a LinkedIn profile. So are they now going to up it and be like, if you're in this role, you shouldn't have any social medias explaining your shit?
Well, I mean, I think any company or business will have that stuff. The thing I think, again, is just about when you call their IT department to get their, to reset your password, there's some data in there that he had that like he shouldn't have had, that guy should have fact checked or whatever. You know what I mean? Well, like,
or did they hack like his phone? Did they clone his phone? Because I'm assuming a company like that would be like, hey, I just text you an authentication code and they received it because they hacked his iMessage or something. Or was it stupid of going, hey, I just also lost my phone. I'm going to need you to text my new password to this number, because if it's stupid, that's
dumb.
It could have been. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the guy got in, and no matter how he got in, right? And I feel like it's the way that they retrieve their passwords. They just need to patch that up, and then it will never happen again. Well, never happen that way again, you know? And it'll happen some other way, because as technology and internet becomes, you know, more and more convoluted and more complicated and less people understand it inherently, there's always someone who just gets it on that level who will take advantage. Always, you know, always. There's a few other things here. You know, the writer strike is over. You know, the writer strike is over. Then they got all the stuff they wanted. There's a new voice actor for the new Rick and Morty season. He's unnamed. Donald Trump turned himself in. Juan, you know why?
Because he's guilty.
Do you think he thinks he's guilty?
No.
Michael Gambon, Dumbledore from the Harry Potter series, he died. He passed away over the last couple days. I have two favorite stories here. Jonathan Majors update. He didn't do it, motherfucker. And he has video evidence and his trial set for sometime in October.
Remind me who he is.
Kang the Conqueror.
Oh, the guy that allegedly beat up his girlfriend, right? Got dropped by his publicist and Marvel and all that shit.
Yeah, but he's fucking somebody new now. He broke up with that crazy girl.
Yeah, that's what happens when you fucking them white girls.
Yeah, he's with somebody else now, and I can't remember.
Got in all that trouble fucking with them white girls.
I feel like it's someone Hispanic too that he's dating now, but I can't remember who. And the last thing, the most recent thing that happened before we move on to the next segment is the slow speed golf cart chase through Los Angeles. You guys see that?
I saw a little bit of that chase.
Yeah, no. This motherfucker is on a he was on a golf cart, Juan, and he literally led police on a slow speed chase through the San Fernando Valley. You didn't see that? It was like an hour and a half of my life.
No. But hey, don't knock those golf carts. You knock out the governor out of those golf carts, and they could go pretty fast.
Yeah, he's on Burbank Boulevard. He's on the Fulton and Orange Avenue by the Orange Line in Burbank. And he's on there with a dog. Apparently he got into some shit a little bit before that, and the police box him in and he crashes the cart, and you know, the dog's okay though. The dog's okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, he's holding the dog the entire time. He has no shirt. How he got the cart, why he's in the cart is just ridiculousness, but it's literally called a slow speed chase. And the
don't
police,
you miss cop? Don't you miss cops?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought cops is back on the air.
I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure, because recently there was an article that people were questioning why there was a random camera guy at a crime scene, and it came out that it was the crew of Cop.
I don't know. Where is it streaming?
Give me a second. I'll tell you.
Thanks, Jarvis. Yeah. So I think that covers a lot of news we missed, but not all of it. There's always something going on. But yeah, I think that's the last crazy thing to happen. So in lieu of piz and jizz, because there is no piz this time, but we do have jizz. Now, you guys are too amenable to one another. And you can't really decide to fight over anything, Juan, because I think you're just, you know, I don't know. So I went to Reddit, as I do sometimes. I don't know if you guys ever visit Reddit, but some of my favorite threads are Am I the Asshole? You guys ever read? You ever read from
Hey, before we continue, Cops is still in production for its international overseas partners.
What does that mean?
And it's still, and it has begun to film a new in Spokane County in Washington. So, yes, it's still on the air.
On what platform?
Give me a second.
So, I took the Reddit and I found an article and I wanted to read it to you guys to figure out if you thought this person was the asshole. Now, this is a little tamed because there's some crazier ones that I've seen on here, but this is a little tamed, okay? This person is asking, are they the asshole for asking their house sitter to pay the difference in their large water bill? The story goes that my friend lives in a shared house and loves her cat, like the cat that lives in this house that she's living in. And so she asked her to look after a place for the holiday. It's a one-bedroom flat in a very populated area. We didn't discuss money beforehand because I didn't think that there would be a reason or any issues that would lead us to needing to pay anything. I was away for probably a bit over 2 months, and everything in the house was fine. But when she got back, the water bill was over $150 more than usual. Now, this woman who's gone for 2 months didn't budget for this higher water bill. So she asked a person who was house sitting to pay the difference, and she said no. She knows that she doesn't have as much money, the person who was house sitting. So she said, hey, look, I'm working on a couple of projects. You can work this off. But she still said no. Now, this woman who let her friend house sit believes that she's been very generous in the past. And she's asking if she's the asshole for trying to get the money back from her excessive water use. Now, there's an edit here in the thing that says that she didn't pay her for house sitting, but she loves her cat and she thinks her house is better than her house. So, you know, that's a treat in and of itself. And then two, that the high water usage was the only thing that there that she was arguing about, asking her to pay, but her friend who was house sitting didn't argue that. She just said she wasn't going to pay. Do you guys think that she's the asshole and that
yes,
her
is.
Friend should pay?
Yeah, no, she's an asshole for even asking to have the friend pay.
Why?
She didn't pay her to house it. She's having her house it to make sure that nobody breaks into her house, takes care of her fucking cat. She's the fucking asshole. Did she not expect her to use water, electricity? No, she's the fucking asshole for even asking. Now, if if she was paying her friend money to take care of her house, yeah, I would say, hey, let me ask her to pay part of the bill. But no, she's an asshole for even asking.
I don't think so, because you have to remember this woman was gone for 2 months. She's gone for 2 months. How? And again, this is just another person and a cat living in the same space. How can you be gone?
So here's the thing. Does that person have a lawn? Was she expected to water the lawn?
Yeah, but that's all normal stuff that happens already.
No. So, like,
but if
so, the article doesn't say, hey, I wasn't expecting a high enough bill because I cut it down drastically since I wasn't going to be there using water.
Well, she was expecting her bill to look the same because it's just a single person inside of a house who, right? So like if I left and my water bill is $80, then when
so
I come
how much
back,
higher did it go?
$150.
It was
$150.
Yeah.
$150 above what she normally pays.
Yeah. Jay, do you mind weighing in on this?
I don't know. I mean, she's an asshole for not paying someone to watch their house for 2 months.
Yeah, and a little bit a bitch, if I'm being honest, to be like, my house is better than her house.
Yeah, fucking
yeah, my house is nicer, sir. That's the treat right there. That's why she's the asshole.
But just to watch her fucking cat, right?
Yeah, well, her friend loves her cat, so.
Mm. No, but here's the thing. If you were concerned about your fucking cat, just fucking put her in a bougie animal home while you're on vacation.
Well, I wouldn't trust my pet with strangers.
No, but if she can afford a nice house for a cat, she could afford a nice bougie pet hotel.
Well, I don't think she can afford the pet hotel because she didn't pay the person to house it for her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think.
The question is, where the fuck was she for 2 months?
I mean, she was out. She was traveling. I don't
where?
Know. But,
so if she could afford to fucking travel for 2 months, she could afford to fucking $150 more of a water bill.
Okay, Juan, I here's the thing. Okay, what was she doing, right? Like, if I left my house, right? So, like, for example, Juan, like, I'll use my house as an example, right? I'm a family of four, right? If I let one person house sit my house and I come back to a water bill that is $300 more than what a family of four would use, what the fuck were you doing inside my house?
Bathing every day. I had a leak. Or yes. I decided to fill up your pool. I don't know, motherfucker. Shit can happen.
What? But I'm a family of four and you're one person and you use $300 of extra water. What are you what? I don't know. What are you doing?
$150 more.
I know. I'm using myself as an example. That's my thing. So in this scenario where there's one for one, it's just a lady and a cat and a lady and a cat, I imagine it should work out to be the same.
So I am curious, why does it even say why it was so much higher?
It doesn't. It doesn't. The lady doesn't elaborate much further. I'm kind of curious.
Maybe it wasn't even her fault. Maybe there was a fucking leak that happened.
This guy really hurt by that leak. But listen, I don't know.
Wait, is she asking to pay for just part of the bill or the whole bill?
She's asking her to pay the $150 difference or to work it off by helping her in some projects that she's going to be doing anyway. And she said no to both.
Fuck you. I already babysat your house and your cat.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I feel like that lady is, I feel like she's depending on, you know, she's a little justified. I'm personally only because.
Then fuck you. Remind me never to house sit.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I'll use an example. One is that, like, if I go house it for you, I'm not gonna shower in your house. I'm gonna go home and shower. I live close enough to you that I could. That's the case.
Yeah, but you're a freak of nature. You don't. You're different. You're the exception to the rule on that shit.
I mean, but if I'm in like a remote area where, like, you know, I'm 70 miles away and I can't get home, then, you know, I will take the most appropriate shower I probably can. I'm not trying to.
Which technically you have house sat for me. Yeah,
but it's not long enough to need to shower inside your house. Like anyway.
No. You essentially come in and let my dogs back in or feed the animals. Yeah. And turn on lights.
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't go to your house like in the middle of the afternoon, turn on a light, and then leave. And anyway, do you guys? You guys, this is the audience. You guys think that she's the asshole? Yes, no, maybe so. Let us know. And with that said, Juan, you know, this is your other favorite part of the show. This is your other favorite part of the show. You know that?
Are we doing the musical Gauntlet?
Are we doing
the fucking Broadway musical? Because if not, I'm not even playing.
If not, you're going to mute yourself in the middle of your sentence? No.
Yes.
We are doing a Jeopardy-style Gauntlet. Created by none other than Gauntlet.
Oh my lord, you actually have the fucking screen. How much time do you have on your fucking hands, Ozzy? God fucking shit.
God bless his soul for putting this together because I asked him like a few weeks ago and then I didn't bring it up until like a week and a half ago before we started recording the show. So God bless his soul for even being able to put this together. But so the rules are as follows. Right.
Can you actually add points by pressing the button down below?
Yeah, I can. I can. I need to.
I love Ozzy.
Yeah. Ozzy's great. This is wonderful. So the rules are as follows. So we'll go in the order. We'll go in the order of who won the last gauntlet. We'll reverse. So
is this board actually going to keep track of the points?
I will have to screenshot it and then track it
that's still a better fucking system than you had last time. How many times did we listen to a soundbite that we had already listened to?
Yeah. But in this season's Gauntlet, there is a Jeopardy style board and there is 100. Now we're talking about trivia between seasons one.
Are we gonna have to answer in Jeopardy style? Like
yeah, in the form of a question. Now I don't know the answers to all of these, Ozzy. The way it works out, you know, you can pick one.
Wait, and then is this based off of our show?
Season one and two,
all the way to eight. Reviews has an own.
Its own little category.
Whose show would you think this was based on?
I didn't realize we were doing this shit. I didn't realize we were doing questions on our own fucking show.
Well, Juan, so we wanted to give you an opportunity to try and win. right? So
no, because this is going to turn into how many times did Juan curse in season one and two? Jay, I'll take 500. What is 3,000 times? Oh, you are correct.
That's
season five. That's, how many times did Juan say, your mom? Juan, I'll take 300.
Juan, shut the fuck up. Seriously. I guarantee you that's
what this shit is going to turn into. It's a fucking roast.
It's trivia. It's trivia about the show. It's trivia about the show that you should answer in the form of a question. And, you know, I'll just accept the answer. But the thing is for this season, A, is that you can also have points deducted if it is wrong.
I feel bad for Ozzy that actually listened to this show to put on the questions.
So you can have points deducted, Juan. You can have points deducted. And the person who's after you has the opportunity to steal. So if both people get it wrong, then at some point, you know, we'll all, and then you'll get points added. So if someone steals your points, you don't get points deducted.
Are we doing buzzards or?
Buzzards.
Are we, like if we know the answer, do we?
We're going in order.
Buzzards out.
So every episode, each one of us will get a turn. We'll choose our number. We can go for big money. 500 points or whatever the case may be, and try it that way. And then we have the pity round, which is the extra on the second here.
So these are actual points. Okay. I think I like this better.
Do you not know how Jeopardy works?
No, I don't. I don't, motherfucker. Ever since they fired Blossom, I don't care.
They fired Blossom?
Yeah, I can't pronounce her name.
Maya Bialik?
That's her. Yes, yeah. They fired her.
Yeah, okay. I didn't realize that she was working on Jeopardy. Anywho, so yes.
Yeah, Juan, she was the host and then stopped doing it during the writer's strike. And then they said, fuck you, we're going to continue without you.
So Jay, you won the last gauntlet. So that puts you last in the selection here. Jay, Juan, you lost the last gauntlet, like last place lost. So that makes you first. So you get to choose between the different categories here, which is seasons one and two, season three, four, five,
season
six.
One and two.
Okay, you seasons one and two for how, what, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, what do you
500.
Got? All right. So seasons one and two for 500, he's going for big money, let's go for broke. The question is, the date that the first episode dropped.
Fuck if I know. What is after Cobra Kai?
What is after Cobra Kai? I don't think that's the right answer. I should know the date that it dropped, but I don't. Jay, do you know?
I want to say October. I don't know. October 7th to 2020.
Yeah, that's probably a good guess. But let's see. Are you ready, Juan? That was very close, Jay. What is October 2nd?
You fucking cheated. You cheated.
October 7th. So Juan, you hold on. How do I make the points go negative? I can't. Sorry, Juan. You're now at negative 500 points already. There you go.
I'm not going to lie. I thought it was going to be easier.
Well, Ozzy is he's a trivia hound, man. He's a trivia hound. I'm going to do something more recent. I'm going to go to season 8 for 500 to try and get myself on the board here. Peter,
my 500 points disappeared, man.
Well, we're on two separate boards. That's why. So Peter wrote a letter too concerning Juan's insistence to staying in bed and sending his wife to check on a strange sound at night. And I'm going to say, who is Juan's wife? Look, who is Juan's
next wife?
Oh.
Negative 500, motherfucker.
I feel like that should count. I feel like that should count. What do you guys think?
No.
I said Juan's wife.
No.
I said,
no, fuck you. The answer is who is, no, fuck you. We're playing by the rules, motherfucker.
I feel like Juan's wife or Juan's next wife is interchangeable.
No, fuck you. Negative 500. No, this is how we start. No, fuck you.
Fine. Juan, it doesn't matter. All right, Jay, it's on you.
Respect Ozzy's hard work.
All right, it's on you. But hey, you know, I was closer than you are. Fuck you. So we have reviews, seasons. Well, you know, we have the different seasons all the way up to 8.
Reviews!
And reviews up to 500
points. Season 1 and 2.
Oh, okay. All right. For how many points?
100.
One. Hey, you're smarter than both all of us. All right. Juan uses this phrase to celebrate the month of his birthday.
Oh!
What is Juantober?
Oh no, because I know that's right. What is Juantober? What is Juantober? There you go. All right. Juan, Juan, now, you would think that one of us would have had some points on the board. So let me see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, yeah, there's 10. There's 10 up here. So how do you want to break this tie, Juan? We're both at negative 500. We both get a chance to do a pity.
Ladies, go first.
So, okay, yeah, we'll play sudden death. We'll say sudden death. And if we both get it right, then we'll get a redemption. So I guess I will choose extras for 100 just to fuck that. I'm gonna go for broke. I at this point it is what it is.
Do 500
extras for 500. Juan, remember you're in the race too, so I know this. Juan reminds everyone of this whenever
buzz, I know the answer.
So do I, but you let me go first, so fuck you. What is that his mom is dead? So the question is, again, Juan reminds everyone is this whenever his mom is mentioned, and the answer is, what is my mom is dead? Yeah. Hey, look at me. I'm back at zero. Juan, how's that make you feel?
Fuck you.
All right, Juan. So I clicked the wrong thing. All right. So there's another extra here, Juan. You go ahead and you can pick one, and you pick whatever you want, man.
400.
Extra 1 or extra 2?
Extra 1 or extra 2?
You're muting and unmuting yourself in the wrong order.
Yeah, I am. 500, extra 2.
Extra 2 for 500. Here we go. the question is, Juan is suffering from this incurable condition.
Fuck you, Ozzy. What is Ligma? This is what I thought was going to turn into. Fuck you. Fuck you. What is Ligma? Fuck you very much. No, this is fucking stupid. Fuck you.
The answer is cured
with both of these.
The answer is, what is Ligma? What is Ligma?
So I'm back to zero.
You're back to zero. Oh my god,
we're tied. Let's do another one.
Well, no, we only have enough for a couple of shows, so anyway, we're at zero, Juan. It is what it is. Well, we have an opportunity next episode to figure this out. Well, look at that. All right, so at the end of our first round of the gauntlet, Jay is again leading us by making the smart choice at 100 points, and Juan, he's at zero, and I too am at zero. Yeah, are you guys did you guys like this version of the gauntlet? You guys no. Dig it?
That's interesting.
Why didn't you like it, Juan?
I don't like it. The extras, fuck you.
Why? It's I don't think they were designed off. I mean, we only got 2 questions in there. Anyway, so that brings us to the end of the show. That brings us to the end of our very first episode of season 1, or season 9, episode 1. Juan, are you done? It sounds like you're done already.
I am done. Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
Is it time for my fucking lines? Fuck.
Yeah. So, you know, did we cover some news that you wanted to hear about? Did you think the woman who wanted her friend to pay for the water bill an asshole? Tell us, we want to know. Juan, go ahead and do your part.
Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. That's how we get on the charts. It helps us with the algorithm. Connect with us through our website at incycshow.com. You'll find links to all our socials on there. You can also email us at incycshow@gmail.com, which is also the backup for the CEO of MGM. And don't forget to leave us a voicemail in the links. Just follow follow it in the notes, or just go to www.anchor.fm/incycshow. And we still have merch in partnership with lindamira.com. Our get your very own I'm Not Crying, You're Crying shirt. Just follow the link. Fuck you guys. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. See you next week.